Blog Talk Radio.
I seen this shit on YouTube, man. Cameron and Bill O'Reilly going at it. You know what I'm saying? People hate it. Cameron pointing his fingers, like, you mad.
Everybody's having a great and wonderful day and an outstanding morning for those of you that are up this morning. Anyway, today's going to be what I would call a pretty short show. But then again, what's the definition of short, right? Every day is a beautiful day, and if you look at your life compared to the infinite time that you have in the universe, that's really short. So we all need to get up, get on our good horse and figure out what we're going to do to make this day a beautiful day and make this life a life worth not only living but remembering. You ever wake up in the morning some days and you just feel really good? You just feel pumped? You just feel like you can just take charge of the whole day and that it's going to be your day? That's kind of how I feel today. You know, I feel like I'm kind of invincible, like there's nothing that's going to really get in my way. And I think most of us need to kind of wake up every morning with that mindset. Because guess what? I think it's us that's set up whether we're going to succeed or whether we're going to fail, whether it's going to be a good day or whether it's going to be a bad day. And I think every day we need to wake up and be thankful. Okay? As another motivational person said, he said, unfortunately, people need to be more thankful and they'll be more thankful. Thankful in the sense of being appreciative for the things that you have and the things that are going right in your life and the things that aren't going wrong, you know, over the things that are going wrong. And just take that and run with it. You know, make every day the best day possible, no matter what's going on. You know, I was talking the other day about a friend of mine, one of my mentors. He has stage 4 cancer, which is, you know, a pretty depressing thing because you're outcome to that is usually pretty negative. However, even though this person has been given this prognosis or diagnosis, he's probably one of the most motivated and most positive people I've ever met in my entire life. Why is that? It's just the way he is, you know. But again, this guy inspires me and helps me to grow each and every day because he just has this great, positive, forward-thinking attitude, and it's just outstanding. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about the greatest gift on earth. The greatest gift on earth is you. So what I was just talking about falls perfectly into this show. The greatest thing on earth is you. You are a miracle, all right? You're a wonder of nature. You're something that boggles the mind. You're a person with a choice, a person with a mind, a person with the power to do a million or a billion things. However, most of us won't even get up and, you know, get out the bed. You know, good morning is like a bad word for some people. Well, everybody, you need to understand that good morning is not a bad word. You need to understand that your life is a short thing and you need to live it. Most people aren't living. Most people are just kind of like passing time. You know, it's kind of like sitting on the toilet reading a paper. You're not really learning anything from it unless you're actively involved. So you have to get actively involved in your life. Again, if you're the greatest gift on earth, then why aren't you sharing the things that you need to share to prove that you are what you are? You know, people think that if you buy a big house, if you have a big car, that means something. It doesn't mean anything. What money does is it gives you leverage. Money gives you leverage to be able to do the things that you want to do. But you've got a lot of people that have money and they do nothing. And the things that they do are negative. So that means you really don't have anything, right? You just have a whole bunch of green stuff and really no future, no life, and you're not moving forward to do the things that you need to do. But neither here nor there. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you are the greatest gift on life. In life, you need to get up every morning, like I said, with a smile on your face. You need to be happy that you were given this opportunity again to do the things that you need to do and to become the person that you want to become. Now, in order to become that person, you need to take action. You need to take forward steps that are going to move you in the direction that's going to put you where you want to be. It's really that simple. You know, I woke up this morning and, you know, I was feeling pretty good, and all of a sudden I just thought about it. You know what? Why am I not smiling this morning? Why don't I have a grin on my face? How come I'm not full of energy and pep? You know, how come I'm not motivated to the extent to where I'm going to do everything that I need to do that's going to put me where I need to be? Because of one simple thing. Right now I have every opportunity to make the best of every opportunity. Even bad opportunities. I think a lot of people don't understand that from the bad things come the good things, and that within us all is some great stuff, and we just need to apply it, and we just need to find those nuggets of knowledge, those nuggets of truth that will guide us and put us in the direction that we need to be in. Understand that wherever you are is where you want to be. I know that sounds pretty hard for some people, especially if you're in a bad place right now, but technically wherever you are is where you want to be. So if you want to be in a better place, then that means you need to start doing some things that are going to set you up so that your tomorrow, when your tomorrow comes, you'll be in that better place. You'll have those things that you want to have. You know, there's an old saying, what was it, be, do, have? You know, if you'll be the person that you're supposed to be and do the things that you need to do, then you'll have the things that you want to have. Now, if you refuse to do that, then you're going to get what you get. You know, there was another person that was telling me that, you know, 20% of the people in the world, you know, are the people that have all the money, are the people that have all the fame, are the people that have all the glory. And that's true. So what do you need to do? You need to find out how to become part of that 20%. You need to find out what you need to do so that you can get your piece of the pie. And guess what? Since there's a whole bunch of people, you know, 20-80 is a pretty big space. Since there's a whole lot of people that aren't seeming to want to get their piece of the pie, then that means there's a lot of extra pieces sitting around. There's a lot of extra pieces that aren't being used by people that aren't willing to get up and do the things that they want to do. They're complaining every day about the bad things, about the gloom and doom and all that other stuff. So you've got a choice. Are you going to be a gloom and doom naysayer? Or are you going to be a positive person that makes things happen? Are you going to be a positive person that's going to go ahead and go out there and do the things necessary to succeed and to make their life a life that other people wish they had? You know, are you going to be, what was it, Robin Leach used to do a thing, Homes of the Rich and Famous? Are you going to be one of those people that are on the Homes of the Rich and Famous? Are you going to be one of those people that moves out of a humdrum apartment and into a house or a townhouse or a bigger house? You know, are you going to be the person that lives in a place and lives a life that most people look at? Or are you going to be somebody that's just always got an attitude, wakes up every morning pissed off, goes to bed every day pissed off? That's really a pretty piss-poor life, I think. Now, you may not think so. Maybe that works for you. I'm going to tell you now, it doesn't work for me. Why? Because I know that I am gifted, and I know you're gifted, and I know that we all have gifts and qualities that we need to bring to the table, and we need to share them, all right? Even the smallest gift is something that someone else may not have. Okay, you've got a roof over your head, you need to be thankful, all right? Again, the word thanks is the root word of think, you know, depending on, you know, that everybody knows that the English language is actually part of another language, and that other language, the root word for thankful is think. So I think that, again, if we all could be a little bit more thankful about what we have, what's going on in our lives, and the opportunities that have confronted us, and the fact that we always have tomorrow at this particular time, and right now we have today, and if we act on today, then we could also have a better life. I think we'd all be a little bit more thankful for what we do have, and then start to try to acquire more things, and then help other people to acquire more things so that they can develop and they can grow and all of the above. Remember too, ladies and gentlemen, it's not just about you. It's about other people. And if most of us could learn that, because they don't teach us that in school. They don't teach us, you know, team concepts, so to speak. You know, most things are about you. You know, I was talking to a lady the other day, and she was complaining about her life as a whole. And I'll be honest, I was having a pretty bad day. You know, a lot of things have been going on. But I was looking at her, and she was like, you know, if I was in your position, I said, if you were in my position, that would never happen. And she's like, well, why would that never happen? I said, because you'll never step forward to get to my position. I said, you don't have the drive. You choose not You have it, but you choose not to cut that switch on. You choose not to take advantage of the things that you could take advantage of to put you not only in my position, but in a much better position. You know, and I told her, and I told all of my staff actually 2 days ago. And right now I presently have a staff of about 316 people. And I said, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you're all great. You're all fantastic. You're all capable of doing things far beyond what you're presently doing. Unfortunately, most of you choose to not do it. You choose to not step out of your comfort zone. You choose to not look at the world as, or look at the glass as half full. You look at the glass as half empty. Some of you don't even look at the glass as half empty. You look at it as a quarter full and another quarter evaporated. I said, but, you know, you need to turn on the switch. You need to decide that today is going to be a beautiful day, and tomorrow is going to be a continuation of that, and the next day, and the next day, and then you need to work every day to make sure that that particular, we'll say, forecast comes true, that that particular prediction is actually one that's based on fact. And the only way that it's going to be based on fact is by you taking the action that you need to take to make it so. And, you know, as usual, everybody kind of looks at me and they go, yeah, okay, Mr. Z, you know, blah, 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 blah. But, again, it's true. You know, you're all the greatest things in the world. You all have gifts that are just amazing, yet most of us won't do it. You know, I talked to another young lady and I asked her what was her passion, and she just kind of looked at me like I was crazy. I don't know, maybe her passion was something that we can't talk about in public, but either way. I said, well, if whatever it is your passion, shouldn't you be trying to do that, even if you're just doing it as a hobby? Shouldn't you be trying to do that more, especially if it's going to bring joy and happiness to your life, especially if it's going to help others? You know, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes we get wrapped up in things that don't matter. We get wrapped up in too many things that don't matter, and I don't understand why. But it's something that happens. It's not really much that I can do about it. I'm sure maybe you don't think it's much that you can do about it, but they're probably both wrong. Because I know that there's a lot that you can do about it. I know that there's a lot that you can do to manipulate the cards so that they fall where they may. Again, if you're around a lot of negative people, remove yourself from those negative people. And if you can't remove yourself from those negative people, don't let them taint you. Don't let them make you negative. Don't let them and their attitudes and their inability to be happy cloud your inability to be, your ability to be happy. And understand that the world is a smorgasbord and most poor clowns are out there starving to death. Today is a great day. You only have a certain amount of time, a finite amount of time. Use it, and use it so that it serves you. And then by it serving you, it'll also serve others. Why? Because you'll do positive things to make the world a better place for everybody that lives in it. You'll do things to make your world a better place for the people that you know that live in it. And that's all you can really do. We can't make anybody do anything. We can only give them the tools that they need to step forward. But they have to choose to step forward. Know that, remember that, and keep that in mind. And remember, the greatest gift on earth is you. So why don't you start sharing yourself with the world and start doing the things that you need to do to prove it. All right? Official notice, all jobs now require a positive attitude. Your job is to have a positive attitude. Think positive and do the things that you need to do to move yourself forward. All right? If your presence in my life, your absence will be greatly appreciated, all right? And that just doesn't mean what can you do or what have you done for me lately. That just means that you need to do the things to step forward to make your life a beautiful thing and know that, again, there's greatness within you. Know anything that requires fixing, you have to fix it in order to make change, and making change is the first action in moving forward. You can do it. You can do it. Everybody wants everything, but very, very few people are willing to do what's necessary. How about changing your life and do the things that you need to do so that you can get there? Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you, as always, for listening to The Zurian Show. Please continue to listen to the show, and please continue to share the show with anybody that you think can benefit from anything that we want to say. Understand that life isn't a mystery. It's an open book. You just need to apply yourself, understanding that there's always things to learn, and as you learn, you develop and you grow. With that, I am going to sign off. Thank you very much for everything that that you've done for me, and thank you for listening. Because please understand, I am not a leader without followers. If I have no one that listens and I have no one that follows, I'm just a person taking a walk. And I hope to God that I'm not just a person taking a walk, because I hope that I have something to help everybody with. Thank you very much, everybody, and have a wonderful day. Take care. Today is now. And you guys got it.
First, I'm going to show you the dance, then I'm going to get back to this rap. Yeah.
I seen this shit on YouTube, man. Cam'ron and Bill O'Reilly.